Local news first from Niagara Radio. No need to wait to find out what happened on Monday and over the weekend, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. This report brought to you in part by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies where the owners are in the store. It's not like walking into a big corporate drugstore where you don't know where the owner is and they don't know where you are. But at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy, they take pride in knowing you. In fact, when you enter the store, they call you by name and make sure you find what you're looking for. And if you want, they'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. It's service like we used to get in the old-time corner drug stores, but with all the conveniences of the new modern drug stores. It's service that you really can't appreciate until you try it. So stop in and see them. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy, Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. Topping Monday's local news, city police on Sunday were called to Main and Cedar Avenue for the report of a man said to be shot in the face. But they found out he wasn't. Police raced to the scene and reported that the man had a laceration on his lip, but determined that he wasn't shot. And they say he looked like he got punched. Police said he apparently got into an argument with a man who asked him to leave an apartment on 8th Street, and then the two men began fighting, where the victim apparently got his injury. Police said they were notified of the situation by a third party who found the man sitting in his truck on Main, saw the injury, flagged down a policeman, told them that a man said he was shot in the face. Police said that victim was treated at the scene for what were described as minor facial injuries. Then he was transported to the medical center for a follow-up. And today, city detectives are telling Niagara Radio they're looking into that incident. More local headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, there's a number you're going to want to put in your cell phone. Because when you need it, you'll want it handy. Because Chris Moore is the local appliance repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call and fix your home appliances. All he charges is the $35 service call plus parts and labor. And when you check on what other repairmen are charging just to walk in your door, you'll want Chris's number handy. 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. He's been fixing appliances for over 45 years. So any problem you have with a home appliance will be no problem to Chris Moore. So put the number on your cell phone now, 523-5911. In other news, city police responded to the 500 block of 18th Street yesterday when a woman said she was arguing with another female that attacked her and hit her several times, causing her to suffer cuts, bruises, and a swollen eye. She told police that Amber Rolette of South Avenue was the person that struck her, with police later locating Rolette and charged her with assault with intent to cause injury. The victim told police that she thought Rolette stole her credit cards and money from her during that fight, but officers said they didn't find any credit cards on the suspect, who will now face that assault charge later this month in city court. The City of Niagara Falls has announced that the historic Rapids Theater on Main Street is entering a new chapter with a selection committee representing New York State, Niagara County, and the city, officially selecting concert promoter Chris Ring and restaurateur Dale Segal as the new operators of the Main Street Theater and concert venue. And authorities tell us it marks a significant milestone in the committee's broader redevelopment of the downtown section. Ring and Segal are co-owners of the Rec Room in Buffalo, an entertainment venue on Chippewa Street, where the duo has unveiled several concerts and other events, and frequently hosts private parties, corporate events, wedding parties, and other activities. Authorities say they hope the two will bring that type of action to Niagara Falls, and they say the next step in the process is for the new operator to apply for various state and local funding support through existing initiative programs in order to make various infrastructure improvements at the theater. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a two-vehicle collision at Pine and 19th on Saturday, where Falls Police and the Fire Department responded and said there were possible injuries there. In the town of Lockport, two cars collided on Saturday, one early in the morning on South Transit at Robinson Drive, with possible injuries there. And later in the day on Evergreen Drive, authorities tell us that a vehicle struck a bicycle. First responders assisting there say there were injuries at that accident. A two-vehicle accident on Sunday sent at least two people to the hospital. That crash was at 19th and Pine, with one of the drivers transported to ECMC for head injuries after authorities said his head struck the windshield. And in the second vehicle, that driver was injured too, but injuries were said to be minor, and they were taken to the medical center for treatment. Other details concerning that crash were not immediately available. City police are investigating. A wicked storm blew through the area on Saturday with strong winds, heavy rain, and even some hail. It took down several trees in the area, including trees down in the 2200 block of the Lockport-Olcott Road, a tree reported down in the 2700 block of West Avenue blocking the roadway, one down at 140 Lock Street in Lockport, another tree down in the area in the 5900 block of Applewood Lane with wires down, one down on Hosmer Road with wires down, and also in Lockport, two trees fell on houses, one at 40 Front Street and another on Ontario Avenue. Lockport firefighters responded to both those calls with no serious injuries reported. A tree also down reported on the Wilson-Cambria Road Saturday, and in Newfane, a tree and wires down reported on Main Street, with Wilson volunteers responding there. Also, wires reported down on Gooding Street and Church Street in Lockport during that storm. And a transformer fire was reported on the Wilson-Cambria Road. Area fire and police crews responded to those reports. And crews from the power company also worked to restore power in the affected areas, with volunteers from the Miller Hose Company taking care of the majority of the calls, with most of those downed trees uprooted in their area. And one more fire call reported, this one in North Tonawanda, where firemen responded to Stencil Street on Sunday for a propane tank that was burning. Authorities said it was close to a house, but firemen made quick work of the problem, and there were no reports of any injuries or damage to the structure. And on the Wicks Road in Lockport, sheriff deputies say they're looking into two large copper pots that were stolen with iron legs on them. Deputies said those pots were used for growing flowers, with the thieves dumping the dirt and the flowers on the lawn before making off with those pots. They say those vats were worth about $300 each. Now deputies said they'll be checking video in the area for the thieves and also looking for them at area scrapyards. In sports, the Sabres lost their second game in the playoffs yesterday, but Pat Hennigan still thinks they have a chance to grab that cup.
Sabres are down 2-1 to the Montreal Canadiens in their current playoff series. They lost last night 6-2. Buffalo had two goals in the game, one scored by Tage Thompson, set up by Rasmus Dahlin, and Rasmus Dahlin also scored from Tage Thompson. Buffalo has a very talented team, and they also have a pretty good tandem in goaltending. I think with the goaltending, I think we got an edge. I think what Buffalo needs to do is get their secondary scoring going. If they can do that and they can get their top players to perform at peak level, Buffalo does have a chance to advance to a Stanley Cup. They would have to go through Carolina, who's sitting and waiting for the winner of this series. And I think Buffalo is capable of beating Carolina and going to the eventual Stanley Cup.
If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, where you can practice your golf game every day, even if it rains outside. For details, visit the Links of Niagara online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net, or for even more convenience, by adding niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's real local news, unbiased, fair, and free, and here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.